Hi everyone, today is April 4th, 2021. The topic is resumption of mass shootings in the United States means life is back to normal. A recap of Q1 2021 shows major carnage in some areas of the market, but March ended up being a positive month for equities. The Dow led the way, surging 7%, but the S&P 500 also remained strong, gaining more than 4.5%. Technology was an area of weakness, and the NASDAQ 100 was up just 1.7%. This week saw tech back in favor after a quarter where cyclical and value plays dominated. Jobs report released yesterday blew past consensus estimates, with non-farm payrolls rising 916,000 in March. Jobless rates dipped to 6% from 6.2%, and that bodes well for further strong performance in recovery stocks. But the bond market continues to be under pressure as interest rates inch up and yields could still go higher. In a reaffirmation of the reopening trade, this week's stock market movement may be a harbinger of things to come. Vaccinations are rolling out en masse. Concert and ball games are set to begin again. People are beginning to make plans for summer travel, and most importantly, consumer confidence and spending is set to peak in the coming months. All that bodes well for investors. Being invested in the market also means paying attention to fundamentals, and that's something that will become vitally important as the recent cyclical shift to value from growth potentially reverses itself when consumers begin to resume life as we knew it. While no one can predict when things will be back to normal the way it was before, no one sure sign that things are back to the to return to normalcy in America is, unfortunately, the resumption of mass shootings. It's a fool's game to try to time the market. Many have tried and failed, but a well-thought-out strategy of investing for the long term can withstand many of the punches that the market throws at us. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.